That you have been chosen, set apart, and empowered for this season. To be anointed with divine grace means stepping into God's favor, His strength, and His Spirit. It's about walking boldly even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is...
Morning, good morning, good morning. Let's go ahead and let's grab your Bibles, grab whatever it is that you drink in the morning, and let's get to, we're going to pray this morning, because I believe that's what the Lord wants to happen. So listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International. For our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning, it's not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And to those that received him, the word, to those, he gave them the power, his dunamis, his divine grace, our glory. Woo, to become the sons of God. Now listen, let me just say it like this. Sons have access to his grace. Oh my God, see? Sons have access, listen, to his divine grace. I'm going to say it one more again. Sons have access to his divine grace. Woo, high glory, because this is a part of the inheritance. It's a part of those who are a part of the covenant. Oh, my God, see that? See, that's where the enemy's been deceiving you. See, you've been trying to live perfect when God says, look, you're not going to be perfect, but my grace is sufficient. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me right now. Woo, my God, he says, my grace. He said, Paul, my grace is sufficient. My strength overcomes in times of weakness. Oh, come on, somebody. See, let's go here. Father, we thank you. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Now, listen, I just want to just share just a quick prayer. Come on, put your prayer request in the little chat right there. Amen. Put your prayer request in the chat box right there. And let's go, because listen, today is the 13th day of March. And it's also the 72nd day of 2025, which means that 72 represents the divine authority and apostolic commissioning. High glory. Because in Luke chapter 10, it says, and the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two to every town and place where he would go. It's a symbol of divine government and spiritual alignment. Glory. It's a time of supernatural wisdom and understanding. Oh, come on now. The prophetic meaning of the number 72 is a season of expansion and divine assignments. Glory. This will be a time of kingdom and supernatural power to overcome spiritual opposition in your life. Amen. It's also going to be a time of the activation of the apostolic and prophetic ministry, or the apostles and the prophets. Okay. Ha, glory. Hikesha. We're getting ready for the Feast of Passover that's coming up here. It's a link to the prophetic movement of God's appointed times and seasons, God's set times, God's moadim. It's a season of walking in the power of the Holy Ghost. Okay. The number 13 represents transition, divine shifts, and the fulfillment of God's divine timing. It'll be a time and season of the fullness of the Holy Ghost. It'll be a season of supernatural miracles and authority, and the divine commissioning of apostolic authority. So let me just share this prophetic word over your life, over this day. I want to pray, and we're going to sow seed at the same time, because the Bible says to everything there is a season and a time. But it also says that Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Come on now. So when you understand that, when you sow your seed, your 2025 seed, you are activating, high glory, everything that I just read about. You're going to activate your authority, the time of the Spirit in your life, the prophetic, woo, your commission, your calling. Come on now. Woo, my God, see, that's it right there. Oh, my God. Father, I thank you right now that as they sow seed, Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. You said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give back to their bosom. So, Father, I thank you and I give you praise. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as they're sowing the seed, Father, as they're sowing the seed, Father, as they are sowing the seed, Father, you said, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Father, as they're sowing the seed, Father, you said that you would make a, Father, you said that Abraham was a blessing to all the families of the earth. Father, I thank you that this ministry is a blessing to all families of the earth. Father, I pray over families. Father, I pray if there's any division in the family, that Father, that you would bring them together in alignment. High glory. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord God. Hey, glory, that if there's any sickness or disease, Father, you said by your stripes, they were healed. Father, if there's any debt, Father, you said, high glory, hey, Kesha, that my God shall supply all of their need. Father, make the families whole. Father, I thank you that the families of not only the Quintero, but all families that watch this broadcast are made whole in Jesus' mighty name. Devil, I serve you notice. Woo, my God. Glory. Jobs are coming. Businesses are coming. Ministries are coming. As they sow seed, the 2025 anointing divine grace seed, Father, you are causing them, you are causing debts to be canceled. Father, you're causing wealth and prosperity. Woo, Father, you're causing doors to be open. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. And Father, I declare and decree, it is so in Jesus' mighty name. High glory. Now listen. So you see, so your 2025 seed. Use my Cash App, $2ProfitMDBryant. You can also use my Zelle, Michael at RTUProductions.com, or my PayPal, Pastor Michael D. Bryant at gmail.com. Sow your seed today. Sow it as a tumor, because you're sowing it into the hand of the priest and prophet, and the reward is coming into your life right now. Listen, this is going to be a day. High glory. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is going to be a day of supernatural deliverance, prosperity, manifestation, and increase in your life. It is so. Be blessed today.